Shotay's going to come out now. I don't think anybody had much breath to to talk much in the postgame.
No, his voice was gone before the game started.
I know how dog-tired Shotay is. He's under the weather, too. I'm going to turn his mic way up because I know his pipes aren't what they normally are. But we'll let him put the headset on there. First of all, just congratulations. You were working as hard as your team. You had two guys play 45 minutes for you tonight. Seven guys find a way after not trailing at all in the first 40 minutes, sent to overtime, and yet they find they dig deeper into the bucket and come up with it for you tonight.
Well, I have to correct you. Nope, Bull only played 44 minutes and 32 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got a quick break.
That was a really good team win. The assistant coaches did a wonderful job getting the team prepared. They did everything to get this game going. Guys stepped up and made plays. I mean, you know, you miss a dunk, you miss a layup, you miss free throws, and you go to overtime, and you get down by three to that team, and you know, you're thinking to yourself, you're thinking to yourself, you know, you're in a bad spot.
Yeah, we were all thinking that.
Yeah. Yeah. I was feeling
it. You're thinking to
yourself
tough. And so, like, you know, for them to stick together, especially the season we've had so far, and, you know, I know it's been up and down and guys are, you know, in and out of the lineup and different things like that. But when you have guys that are stepping up and they're ready to play, I mean, Chris has and one play on the baseline.
That was huge.
You know, drive baseline. That's a huge play. You know, he fouled that kid out. You know, there's a lot of big plays in the game. T-Rob played amazing. You know, Bull had a double-double. Vukashin had made some big shots. That big three-pointer to put us up six. You know, Wanze hits the big free throw. You know, he could have easily missed that and had a Nick Anderson moment. If you guys don't know Nick Anderson, watch Nick Anderson versus the Houston Rockets in the finals. Ended his career, but he ended up making that free throw. So it showed a lot of guts from our guys. You know, I got really upset at the end of that game because I thought T-Rob fouled and they were in a bonus with 0.5 seconds to go. So that's why, if you saw me on the bench lose my mind, that's why I was losing my mind with 0.5. He fouled. I think he thought we were down one, but that's something he's going to say it was an IQ play. But we had the same reaction, the same hands on our heads. So, but luckily, we played good enough to win tonight. And you know, I know we have that in us, and we just got to keep playing well. And great home crowd. Everyone here, it was fun to play in front of the fans, and it was good to see everybody here. Hope you guys all can come celebrate Tyler on senior night. It was an unbelievable career he's had, and I love the kid to death. He's family to me. You guys need to come support the guy. He's given everything he's gotten to this university. You know, he could have went for NIL money a lot of different places, but he stuck it out with us. You guys should come celebrate him on Saturday. It's going to be a fun game. It might be a game where we're playing for a bye, you know. And so, you know, you gotta do everything you can and come support us.
Coach, I'm not going to let you give out all the credit to everyone else, even though I know they did a great job. But one of my favorite shows growing up was the A-Team, and they always finished it by saying, I love it when a plan comes together. And at practice yesterday, I got to give you props, because what you guys worked on yesterday is what you did today. And I was just so impressed, not only with the zone, but with attacking the ball screen coverages. You just put on a clinic, really, on attacking their ball screen coverages. Can you speak to that a little bit, how guys adjusted and made plays?
It's really hard with teams, especially, you know, with teams like that. That team beat Gonzaga.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, that team's one of the top teams in our league. And so, you know, you watch games, you watch film, and you put game plans together, and you want your guys to go out and execute the game plan. And, you know, if they lose the way you want to lose, then you could put your head high and tell the guys it was my fault and that and this. But, you know, they came off ball screen coverages. They had to take their big guys out. You know, Tilly kicked our butt at their place. And, you know, we found a nice little plan for them, and we figured out a way to stop the inside presence against us. We've been giving up points in the paint like crazy. And tonight, you know, we only held them. We held them to 28 points in the paint. You know, yep. I think Tilly had 28 last game by himself. And so, you know, we did a good job, I think, of protecting the paint, protecting our, you know, most important thing was the basket. So I really, you know, appreciated the guys. They retained the information that we worked on. And my man over here, we were at the game together at the Blazer game. That might be good luck. We might have to go to the Blazer games the night before the game.
What did you – it's February 29th. I know it's late. We're almost into March. But what did you learn about your team tonight?
I mean, you know, I know they're good. You know, it's tough losing. You know, it's nothing. Everything is, you know, everything's – magnified by 1,000 when you lose, you know, especially when you don't expect to lose, when you have a team that you don't think is going, you should lose. And so when you have winners and they want to win and they're losing, it really turns a bad cheek. But I think these guys stick together. Like I said, it's one of those things where you got to battle through adversity, and, you know, and, you know, not everybody is having the season they want, you know, but they battled through adversity and they've been able to do it with each other. I love that they got this win against one of the top teams in our league. You know, this team's been a bugaboo for us. I think that's the first win we've had against Santa Clara since I've been here. And so, you know, you take these things and you got to cherish victories. And, you know, I've learned that from a couple of my mentors, cherish the victories. And that's what we're going to do tonight. You know, I'm already thinking about LMU. You know, I think they're winning right now by 20. And so
yes,
they're playing pretty good. And so we got to be ready and prepared for them because they're going to play pretty good.
Yeah, 68-40 LMU right now. It's about 12 minutes to go. But we'll check with Bro. This victory, not just important from getting one, beating a top team, but as tiebreakers go,
yeah,
I think this makes Saturday, with everything on the line for that, bye. Chatting here with head coach Shante Leggins. And then you talk about how, you know, Tyler Robertson leading the way, but Bull with double-doubles. I thought the two threes that Chris Austin hit to start the second half really gave you guys that extra push. You get it to 17, give yourself a huge cushion to allow yourselves to deal with fatigue and only playing with seven guys.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. You know, it's something that, you know, as a coach, you're proud of your team. As you know, you want them to do everything they possibly can to win games, and they did that tonight. And, you know, seven guys, I mean, if I was a player and I only had seven guys, at least I know I'm playing.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the best thing for them. And they're young and they're energetic. They're excited about that. They threw some water on Tyler in their first 30-point game. So they had a lot of fun, man. I'm really happy. It's good to see these guys win. I'm proud of them. They played hard. You know, they take a lot from me, and you know, I get after them a little bit, but they're playing, and they had a lot of fun tonight. That's, you know, we haven't seen them have fun like that. So, you know, it's really exciting to be able to see them enjoy themselves and enjoy each other. And, you know, going out on a high note would be great. Let's win two games in a row going into this tournament. You know, that's going to be a huge game for us. Again, I could only keep reminding you, come out and support Tyler Robertson for senior night. It's a big game for us, obviously, for standings and all that kind of stuff. I know you guys got to go through it, but, you know, it is what it is. We take everything we can, and we're going to play our butts off. And, you know, I want everybody to show up for Tyler on Saturday.
We do, too. Coach, thanks so much. Congratulations. Great victory all the way up and down. Bull Dangdut is here waiting for us. We'll get a few words with him, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Credit Union. Easy plug. Go. Go Pilots.